The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee, and a large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing for the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. And when Jesus raised his eyes and saw a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for all of them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good is that among so many?" And Jesus said to him, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place, and so the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. And then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over, so that nothing will be wasted." And so they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is come into the world." And since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord. Wow, what a great episode, yes? Would you like to have been there to see that? And the rest of you? You would too. Quite an experience indeed, but I'd like for you to look at it in relationship to the Gospels of the past 2 Sundays. Remember the past 2 Sundays, 2 weeks ago, he sent them out in pairs, and remember the instructions he gave them: don't take too much. Too much stuff gets in the way of the ministry and the focus. And he gave them directions: don't carry a sack, don't carry a walking stick, a second tunic, and all of the other details. Don't be too engaged in stuff. I know your needs, I will take care of you. And then last week we read the gospel where they came back in from their missionary journey, and they began to report to him all that they had seen and heard, and all that they had taught, and all of the healing that they had done in his name. And Jesus, realizing that people were still coming around, as the passage said last week, all of the crowds were coming in such great numbers that they hardly had time to eat. That's a reality for a lot of people in our world today. They're so busy, it's hard to find time to eat. And Jesus, recognizing it among his apostles, said, "Come away to a quiet place." And so he took them to a quiet place to retreat and to withdraw to get a better perspective on everything. But as soon as they got there, a whole lot of people showed up again. They were clamoring for Jesus, really wanting him in their lives. And so we shift from St. Matthew's Gospel to St. John's Gospel, and we'll go through the 6th chapter now for a few weeks. And the 6th chapter in St. John is really about Eucharist. This is a type of Eucharist. And St. John does not have the institution narrative in the Eucharist, where on the night before he died, he took the bread and all of that. What John has in place of that is the washing of the feet and the relationship between those two realities. That being Eucharisted means that we are washing the feet of each other, brothers and sisters, disciples, going out on his mission. And so it's a very interesting experience. This is the prototype of Eucharist that Jesus presents to them. It's really a story about generosity. About the generosity of our God. That's what he had promised the disciples going out. I know your needs even before you know them. Trust me. And now he's putting it into practice. He's showing them after they've come back in, this is what it is about. I know your needs. It's a story about his generosity and his care for them and his care for us. There is, first of all, the generosity of the young boy. Why was it a young boy? Was it because in the gospel he continues to remind us, young people, unless we become like little children dependent on him, then we really won't know what he has in mind or what he has in store for us. But it was significant that it was a boy. I'm sure a lot of other people had food with them. They didn't wander out to the hillside, you know, to hear him and take a day out to hear his preaching and to be around him without bringing something, some food. But the one boy is identified. What a great individual. He made the miracle possible. His gift, small as it was, 5 loaves and 2 fish, but it was all that he had. And that is one of the nuances of the story, that it's about being all in, not stepping back and not holding back, but rather being all in, knowing how generous he is, and then being responsive to that. It's easy to be generous out of our plenitude, out of having a lot, having an abundance. It's really difficult to wager or to put down all that we have, or to be all in terms of relationship with him. But the boy demonstrated that. It was a big thing because he was all in. The second aspect of the story would be the generosity of Jesus. He looked at the crowd. He saw that they were hungry. And then says, what are we going to do? Speaking to Philip first, and Philip saying, no hope. Even 200 days' wages would not provide sufficient food for them just to have a little. You ever had that experience in your life? You think, man, I just don't have enough. It might be money. It might be patience. It might be understanding. It might be healing. It might be forgiveness. I don't have enough. I just can't go that far. It's quite the experience, and what Jesus says to them is, don't tell me it's insufficient. The reality is there's more than enough food in the world. God knows we waste and throw away more food. There's more than enough food to feed everybody in the world. There's more than enough health care. There's more than enough of everything to take care of everybody. We just have not learned ways to do it. Because we are worried, we hold on to. And it's an invitation from Jesus, very clear and very direct. Hey, trust me, I know your needs. The generosity of Jesus, it was astonishing, really. Not only did he feed all of the people, but he gave everybody enough or to meet their needs. He gave everybody what they wanted, and there was still some left over. What a nice little detail in the story. Gather up what's left so that we don't waste. No waste. No waste in the economy of God. It was a confirmation of what he had given them when he sent them out. I know your needs. I will take care of you. Trust me. A priest friend of mine in Dublin was preaching on this passage one Sunday. And so he says himself, he thought he did a lovely job and came into the sacristy after Mass and was pretty content about his presentation. And as he was taking off his robes, a lady appeared in the sacristy and she inquired, "Did somebody hand in a grocery bag?" And the sacristan gave her a little shopping bag. She said to the priest, "I did my shopping before church and I brought it, I had it in the pew and now it's gone." And the sacristan gave her the news, "No, nobody handed in a shopping bag." And the priest said, "I thought to myself, she might say, what kind of place is this where somebody would steal your shopping?" But instead he said what came out of her mouth amazed him. She said, "I hope maybe the person who took it needs it more than I." And he said, "What an experience. How do you get there?" He said, "I was totally humbled after my good homily that I was preaching about it, but here she was witnessing it." How do we witness a response to his generosity?